And good after. It's still afternoon, okay? It's not evening till we get to the 6 o'clock hour. So good afternoon. Dennis Stuckey Show in our new time slot this week, 5 to 7. Only we're abbreviated tonight because of Pistons pregame. We'll go 5 to 6:30 for the show today. Then it's Pistons pregame, and the Pistons are at 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday, and even though our schedule changed a little bit, we still are dedicating the first segment of the show to the Prowlers, and Dalton Jay is here. Coach may or may not show up. I gave him a technical thing to do, so he might not be able to get into the back door.
Yeah, he's probably not going to get in.
Yeah,
because too many numbers.
It's a different time of day, so the lobby is all locked up, and people have gone home on that side of the building.
Yeah,
and only us people who work the evenings are here now, and so we're in lockdown mode. It's like a bomb shelter, and you need a code to get in. And I gave Coach a code to get in. Whether or not A, he'll find the door, B, be able to use the keypad, C, remember the code.
I'm thinking probably more or less B or C is going to be the issue.
So, Dalton made it in, and actually you didn't have the code. You knocked and the cleaning people let you in. So.
Yeah, it's called common sense.
Thank you.
If you don't have the code, then you knock and hopefully someone opens the door.
Thank you to the cleaning people out there. The Prowlers have won 13 games in a row, people. If you haven't been paying attention, they're in first place. And if you haven't been paying attention, they had another great weekend last weekend. And the big thing that sticks out like a sore thumb is you guys in two games only gave up one goal.
Yeah.
And the shutout on Saturday is not just because it's not just hard to get a shutout in this league, but the team you shut out is a hard team to shut out because they've got some guys that can snipe.
Well, yeah, I think last time I looked, the top two scorers in the league are Amin Mahfouz and Maxime Guillon, and they're both on that team. And I think we limited it. Them both to five shots each. So I think we're doing the right thing, playing defense and everything. We didn't really alter anything. We just played our game. But I think just the way that we've been playing lately, it's just keeping the big guys off the scoreboard. And obviously it makes it a lot easier to win games.
Yeah, keep it simple. We're loaded up front right now. Little thin back on defense. We don't have as many guys back there. Basically four healthy guys and every once in a while, a forward goes back there and plays a shift.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, we got a couple guys away due to just vacations or whatnot, and our four main defensemen are holding their own. And I mean, coach threw I think it was Alex Johnson back there, and he's a forward that's been playing D for the last probably handful games. And he's been doing well. He just looks natural back there, and it's not hindering us. It's actually probably helping us give a little bit more offense from the back end, and it's just working out really well.
You had you always play with Graham, but you guys had the young kid with you this weekend, the Russian Timofeyev.
Yeah.
What'd you think of him? He's a little bit smaller, but it looks like he's not afraid to go into the corner.
No, he's not. That was one thing that me and Graham were actually kind of skeptical when he first got here. We heard all this stuff about how he was, offensive, and he liked to, grind it out and everything. But we kind of looked at him and we're like, we're bigger than him, but like we don't even like doing that. But yeah, he's kind of come together the last four games. I mean, his first two games he hasn't played in a while, so. We weren't really holding him much to it, but I mean, he scored his very first game, and he's been doing well ever since. As a line, we're still trying to figure out exactly where each other are going to be. I mean, me and Graham have that connection from last year playing together, but I mean, Timo's coming along well, and as a line, we're producing more, and we're becoming very acquainted of what we're each other are going to do. So it's making it easier.
I know you weren't here last year. Or the year before that,
yep.
You just got here this year. But when Junior dropped the gloves with Amin Mahfouz in the first period and they went toe-to-toe and pretty much just stood there hitting each other, that was a big moment for the crowd.
Yeah,
and that building they were buzzing even 5 minutes after that fight was over. They were still buzzing. What's that do for the bench and for the team?
I think for the bench, I mean, for the team itself, like during the game, we all kind of, we know the history with him in Port Huron. We know, his antics. We know his, the way he, rolls. As you can tell, he's always talking to the ref. He never shuts up. Excuse my language, but,
No, it's true though.
You know, he, when Junior dropped it, we were all just fired up because we knew that Junior, he wasn't going to hold back. And you know what? He didn't. They both got some, you know, traded good punches. And, you know, I think it just built it up for ourselves, thinking like, okay, he's a nobody. Like, he's nothing special. Like, mind you, like, last year when I first came into the league, I was like, okay, it's this guy. I hear all these stories. But, like, now I'm like, he really is a nobody. He has great skill and everything, but Junior just stepped up and took a bite out of the bullet for us, and I think it got the team rolling, and then that's when the second period came along, and we kind of found our stride, and we didn't look back after that.
See, some fights are silly.
Yeah.
But some fights have meaning, and some fights can affect a game, and that's one of those ones that I think can affect the game.
Yeah.
And really get it going for you.
Yeah, I think it definitely got us going. I mean, you look at their bench. I mean, they didn't have a coach, but I mean, I think it really deflated them. Like, seeing like that he did that, and I mean, he's, for us, it's better for him to be in the box because you don't have to really put up with him. He's kind of, you know, whatever. He's tamed. He's in there. But for them, I mean, they really key in on Maxim and Ahmed to produce for them. And now that if he's in the box, they only have one guy, it makes it a lot easier for us to do our job of keeping them off the board.
See, I'm not supposed to have favorite guys from other teams, but I like that Maxim Guillen. Of the guys that don't play for us, he's probably my favorite player in the league.
Yeah.
And I like a little guy that can – see, I'm a little older. Marcel Dion was my favorite player growing up, and he was a little guy like that everybody said, oh, he's too small to play. Mm-hmm. And all he did was get 130 points every season in the NHL.
Yep.
And that's what this guy reminds me of.
Yep.
He just kind of like a little water bug all over the ice.
That's it.
Doesn't seem like he should be able to accomplish much, but kind of hard to get the puck away from him, isn't it?
No, it is. I mean, there's a lot of guys, especially on our team, that you know, we all skate well, but there's guys that have the speed, and there's only a few of us that can, you know, catch up and keep up with him. And I mean, I think that's what makes a couple of us successful on our team, is that we're able to just pull away from people.
Yeah. Carolina's coming in for three games. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but let's grab a quick break here. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on WPHM. Adjusting to the new time slot, and it's a Wednesday, so we've got the Prowlers here. Dalton Jay is here. Rumor has it that Coach has at least made it to the parking lot now.
Yep, that's what he just told me. He's here somewhere.
Maybe he sent you that hoping you'd let him in. I don't know.
Can't, on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air now, Coach. So you're gonna have to figure out that keypad and get yourself in here. The Prowlers again, 13 wins in a row. Nobody out there has a win streak like this right now. Not in professional sports.
Yeah, baby.
Think Colorado was doing something there, but. Not as many as the Prowlers have.
No.
No.
Coach has a reeved.
No. What's up, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. We're just hanging. Dalton did a good job there. We're going to give him his own show, I think.
I thought I was in Chicago. I had to use the passcode to get into the underground bar.
You VIP. Got that hat. See, when I see you in that hat, it just screams Chicago. And he's got the leather jacket on. Don't you feel like you're going to get a switchblade pulled on you any second now? Oh, the jack boots, too. Okay.
We're going to kick some ass. Whoops.
Well, you have been. You have been.
Good things come to good people. Right, 92?
That's right.
92's been doing all right. 19 goals since he's gotten here. 20 on the season. I don't forget the one that you scored for the bad guys.
Oh, no. They all happen to pour here.
That's what he told me today. I believed him. Yeah. He said I got 20 and 20.
That's what I got, 20 and 20. That's what it says online.
That's right.
Carolina's coming in. Is it hard playing the same team 3 days in a row, or do you like it?
Do you want it from a coach aspect or a player's?
Let's start with the players.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's you just – when we played in Carolina 2-2, it was, you know, it was okay. But the first time that we played Carolina here 3 times, it was the Sunday game, such a short turnaround from the like Saturday night to Sunday. It's hard on the body. It's a very mental game, and you're battling yourselves. You're battling mental fatigue, and it becomes very hard to play, but you just got to find a way to do it.
How about as a coach, when you got a plan for the same team 3 in a row, or even your own team three in a row. Because once they see you on Friday and Saturday, pretty hard to fool them on Sunday, right? They know what you got, and you know what they got.
Oh, we just changed the numbers.
So you'll be...
We put the same guy on the ice in a different number. That should be easy to trick or fool Andre. Now, just what Jay said, you know, as a player, you know, you get up for every game. I mean, that's why you do what you do. But emotionally, mentally, I mean, even for a coach, I mean, the verbiage is key. And I mean, you could ask this guy, I say to certain things, I say over and over because I believe in it and I live by it. But I can't walk in the locker room on Sunday afternoon and say the same thing I did on Friday. They'll tune you right out. So it's, you know, it's tough, but that's why we do what we do.
A little bit easier when you're winning, though, right? Because guys listen a little bit more when things are on a roll.
As long as the heads stay inside the box. You know, that's the other problem, which no one realizes. You know, it's called swag. And we have swag, but we have to stay humble. So that's key.
Yeah, can't have too much swag.
No.
Right now, you got way too much swag.
Yeah. I might be in Detroit tonight.
You're very swaggy today, Coach.
You know what? It's a great arena. It's a great town. The fan base is, you know, it's coming. The ones that we have that have been here for the last, you know, 24, 36 months, we love them. We just need more of them. So the fans need to reach out to their neighbor, their coworker, their family member, and drag them down here to watch these guys do their thing because – I mean, I don't know if you watch the Red Wings or, you know, NHL Network, but these guys are pretty good.
Yeah. And I do watch the Red Wings from time to time, and once in a while it's okay, but sometimes it's big yawn fest.
Well, and we talked about this in the past with, you know, Crazy Killer and, you know, Joe Jr. This is exciting hockey. I mean, you watch a game on TV or, you know, I go by the apartments to say hi to the guys and they all have their – internet YouTube feed and they're watching Toronto and, you know, whatever. It's pretty funny. I don't know how to do it. I always ask them, how do you do that? I have the package Comcast NHL Network and just click the channel. But you know, we go out there, they play hard, everyone makes mistakes, but they keep going. I mean, the other night you saw two of the best fights I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Foos and Pace, they go way back. Yeah, they're buddies, but you know what? When you put on a jersey, like Foo said on his little quote on, I don't even know what you call it, Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Port Huron Prowler Fan Club. He said, you know, that's what we do. He goes, at the end of it, he patted me on the head. I patted him on the head. But that's why it's so much better to watch. When's the last time you saw that? And, you know, Detroit game.
Well, let me put it this way. If it happens in any NHL game, it makes all the highlights because it's so rare and it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Happens every weekend in our barn.
Yeah. So.
And that was the other one. I didn't talk about that, but Ozo, what, he fought somebody in Watertown and then he came back on.
No. Not just somebody.
Angel.
Fought, yeah.
I know. I want to get Angel.
Who?
Yeah, exactly, Coach. He's a bum.
He's a big boy.
He's huge.
And you know what? I found out today, and I usually pay attention to a lot of stuff, and I don't miss too much, but I guess Kras sent him on the ice after the whistle, so he was like an extra attacker almost, and it was the end of Ozo's shift. So he's coming off the bench fresh, and Ozo just finishes his shift, and he cross-checks him and says, come on, let's go. And also, he did pretty good.
Yeah.
He did pretty good. I give him a lot of credit. Yeah.
And he did really good, too, on Saturday night, sticking up for a teammate who got knocked down in the corner on a vicious elbow, not a whatever they called it, double minor slashing. Anyways, got to take a break, but we'll be back with more. All right, welcome back. And, again, the Carolina Thunderbirds are coming to McMorrin on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there are activities going on all weekend long, besides the Prowlers continuing their win streak.
Yep, we our Friday night game is actually a big night for us. We're doing, I think it's called Recycle Life. It's gentleman named Kyle Bailey. I believe he's local.
Mm-hmm.
Local guy.
Assistant pro at the Port Huron Elks Golf Club.
He's riding his bike from Ann Arbor, Michigan, down to Florida to bring national awareness to organ donations. I think he's the only one of UNM's quadruple organ transplant recipients.
Yes.
Yeah, as I understand it, he had two bad lungs that needed to be replaced, and then the medication he was on damaged his liver and a kidney, and he had to have them replaced. And now he's going to do a bike ride from Ann Arbor to Orlando, so that's...
Must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, he must be feeling a lot better these days.
It's pretty funny because I met him at the golf course, but I didn't know about this, and then we got together for this cause, and... I asked him how long it was going to take him, and he said I should be there in 14 days. And I was, like, calculating in my head. I said, 14 days? I said, that's like 100 and some miles a day. And he goes, oh, yeah, I could do 120 to 150 a day. And I'm like, can you skate backwards?
What hand shot are you?
Right? So God bless. I mean, you know, this is something that I guess hopefully we never have to experience, but, you know, he's actually taking it by, you know, the bull by the horn, and he's running with it, so maybe more people could benefit from the cause.
And you guys are going to auction jerseys, too,
right? Yeah, we got special-made jerseys for Friday night game that we'll be wearing, and I believe that after the game they'll be auctioned off. So I think I'm not too sure of this, but I think the proceeds go towards the one of the organizations that he's working with to bring awareness. So it's for a great cause, and every jersey auction that I've been a part of have usually brought in a good, you know, good chunk of change for, like, an organization, which, you know, makes everybody feel good because it's helping something out.
Got a bit high. Oh, I like that. A
little jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not our
who's modeling.
Not our usual colors. That's me.
That guy can't skate backwards. Here, we'll do it like this. His chop is set off.
No, that wasn't you. He's too tall to be you. Not to say that you're short. You're probably taller than me. But, that the guy in that picture modeling that was really tall. Looked like a basketball player. And then Sunday is a skate after the game?
Yeah, Sunday is mother-son's game. I guess they hold it every year. So I think there's like promo code for that, but I'm not too sure what it is. But there's also a skate with the players after the game. So if you like skating, and come on down for the Sunday game, or actually all three games this weekend, and get a bonus Sunday after the game.
There you go. And it's always an opportunity too with the guys hanging around. If you haven't met your favorite player, you can meet your favorite player.
Are you gonna come meet me?
I've already met you.
And when you purchase your tickets at the box office, just mention the promo code Kyle. A portion of the ticket sales will go right back to Recycle Life. So we're all trying to help out in whatever way we can.
Yeah. So basically what I'm telling you is get down to the box office and get some tickets for Friday night's game.
For the whole season.
Watch the Prowlers win their 14th straight and tie the second longest streak in Federal Hockey League history. You didn't know I knew that.
Coach didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I said it was 13 on the bus, but
you lied to us.
Yeah,
how do you expect us to play
right
if you're
now
lying
you have
to
the
us?
Third longest streak in the history of the league.
Hey, you know what?
And
streak?
After
you know
this
who
weekend,
we beat?
You'll have the second longest streak in the history of the
you know
league.
Know who we beat last game?
We're going 3-for-3.
The longest, you got to win a few more. It's 21 games.
Who are we tied with?
The New York Aviators.
They weren't in the league. They were just a makeshift team. Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
It's so funny you're saying that because that's where I was injured.
Really?
Yeah. We were on a road trip. We played there, and then we were leaving. The bus didn't work. And we were stuck there, so we practiced before we headed. We were heading to, I believe, Akwesasne. And during practice, that's when it happened. So that record is really not intact. It was probably because I got hurt or something. That's a record.
Yeah, we're not giving them credit for the record. How long were you sidelined for?
You're looking at the wall or me?
I'm thinking and...
He didn't have any bearing on anything.
Coma 3 weeks. Couldn't walk or talk quite a while. Yep.
Yeah. Because I didn't know the whole story, but I remember when you came back, coached in Dayton, that it was.
I went to Danville and helped out, like, you know, two years in a row with Zwired and Chickasole. And then Mr. Monopoly showed up, so I just watched. Looks just like him, don't he?
Monopoly.
And then went to Dayton. But, yeah, it was, thank God for Joe Jr. He was just passed, I think, his paramedic license. So he saved the old man. I don't know if he wants to save me again, but.
I'm sure he'd do it anytime.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty, I know it's a scary story, but now after the fact, it's a pretty cool story. Oh, and it explains a lot to me too now.
There was
I can joke about it because he's healthy now.
Yeah, there was, you know, when Joe, I have no idea, but when Joe tells the story, he, you know, could tell a long story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Many stories.
Yeah, he's got a lot. But, you know, most of the team was like at center ice on their knees, like praying and crying. And then there was Affinati, Joe, and a couple other guys that were tending to me, I guess. But the rest of them lost it. They were done. Tough hockey players.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. Not to change the subject, but let's probably change the subject.
Yeah, back to hockey.
Get back to hockey. So Friday night, jersey auction, and on Sunday there is a skate with the team, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with even more from Coach Pace and from Dalton Jay, who are here from the Prowlers, because it's a Wednesday, and we do Prowler stuff on Wednesdays, and talk this up about our first place Prowlers, who have won 13 games in a row.
But you told me you talk about us every day.
I do.
Okay.
Just not as long. Like, you get the whole hour on Wednesday. On a normal day, you get, like, one segment.
Okay.
Because I did. I talked about it yesterday, the win streak and all that kind of good stuff.
We got to tell the story about my lady friend from the dollar store.
Oh, yeah. We should. We'll do that when we come back. And speaking of stories, Kraft Hockeyville. You guys know Kraft Hockeyville.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a guy in town trying to get McMorrin into that, and he needs you to go to crafthockeyville.com to put your stories in for McMorrin. He's cross street at Alpine Cycle.
Yeah, he just left a voice message on the office phone yesterday to call.
Yeah, that's John.
John, about getting involved and stuff. That'd be awesome. So $150,000.
Yeah, that pretty good improvements to the building.
Almost as much money as Yanni Liarkos has.
We'll be back. All right, welcome back. It's Coach, you got too many forwards. You need to find out which one of them can play D.
None of them. They can't skate backwards.
Oh, I don't even want to get into those drills we were doing yesterday. You got it, right? You did?
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Simple.
You're a skater.
Yeah.
Step, pivot, glide.
That's it.
Did you see some of them?
Oh, I was laughing. Wow. That's why I was like the first one to go, so I could laugh at them.
I like to do. Are we on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Traditionally, I like to skate at the beginning of every practice. And I get away from it sometimes because, you know, you got Junior over here. Come on, it's 5 minutes, new drill. And then we got guys shooting pucks at goalies' heads and off glass. So, you know, you're like, okay, let's keep moving. But I like to skate. Because if you can't skate, you can't play the game. And it's a lot of edge work, transitions, pivoting, and it builds endurance in the muscles for, like, you know, the end of a shift, the third period, the 3-3, the end of the season for the stretch run. So I started to implement it a little bit yesterday. And when we got into a couple of the drills that Joe Jr. was demonstrating, he's been doing them since he's probably 10, and some of them, you think they had two left feet.
I know I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't do it. Skating was not the best part of my game.
we're gonna keep working on it, but you know, we're having fun. The fans are having fun. Everyone's having fun, and just keep doing what we're doing, right?
That's it. Shift by shift.
The other team's not having too much fun. I like that.
Ole, ole. Where's Ozo?
Ozo's at the casino, wasting all his money.
He started that, didn't he? The
yeah.
Ole,
at the... That was all him.
Because that's a soccer thing, and he's a Euro guy.
He started that at, well, excuse my language. He started that at the bar.
That's the rookie party.
Everybody's legal in the room. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. He started at the bar at one night out, and he was on the table. He got kicked off. He got sprayed with some, you know, table cleaner solution, and just stuck with the team ever since.
True story. There was a guy here played for a couple years back in the 90s, John Nelson. He's from PEI, which explains a little bit about him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only guy I know of who ever got a groin injury standing up on a bar stool. And he missed like a month.
Good player, too. Can only imagine what happened.
Good player, too. He's also the guy, well, the league doesn't exist anymore, so he can't get in trouble. But the All-Star game was here in Port Huron. And so all the big shots from around the league were here, the commissioner, all the owners, all the GMs. And he stole the Quad City Mallards mascot uniform, and they had him over at the hotel over here, and he started running up and down the hallways in the Quad City Mallard mascot uniform. Nobody knew it was him. I mean, our GM kind of had an idea, but McKillop and some of the other guys, you know, covered up for him, and yeah, he ran around and caused a little havoc in the mascot uniform.
That's good fun, right?
That's one of those things, though, because you're smiling right now. And you think it's great, but if one of your guys did it, you'd have to lay down the law on them.
Well, if they did it with, well, he didn't steal it because I'm sure he gave it back.
He put it back.
He borrowed it. He just didn't let him know that he was going to borrow it. Now, after he borrowed it, he was having fun, which is what it's all about. If you can't have fun, don't do it, as long as there's no harm.
Yep.
So if he didn't break anything or didn't run over anybody and everybody was laughing, all good with me.
Yeah, the commissioner was bald. I think he went up and he rubbed the commissioner on his head. I think that was the worst thing he did.
That's like rubbing
Park House.
Was that Park House?
Touché.
That's two on Park House.
Parky, we love
you. Break, too.
Yeah.
Parky, we love you.
You better. He's got, 40-something points this year.
No, it's not about the points.
I know, but
you.
He's playing well. When he plays well, we play well. When Jay plays well, we play well.
Let's work on that skating. Speed kills.
That's it.
All right. You got about 30 seconds, guys. You got anything else? What did we miss?
I just want to go right back to those fights last weekend because I was standing on the bench and I was grinning from ear to ear. I didn't throw anything. I didn't yell anything because both the Port Huron Prowlers, they were on the top of the heap on both of those battles, so I was a happy camper.
Dalton?
Yeah, what he said.
Okay. And you didn't score Saturday, so you have to score Friday.
Hey, don't be saying that.
Two games.
All right.
Now, everybody get out here and come see these boys play hockey, and Friday night is for a good cause. Mention Kyle at the promo when you're purchasing your tickets, and let's spend some money on these jerseys. I think when you see the guys in them, you're going to like them, and they'll be worth saving.
All right, we got to take a break, but I'll be back with the last half hour of the show next.